Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so Amy Lawrence was in. And now you listen to her national overnight show, 2 to 6 a.m. She did her show from here in Pittsburgh. She wanted to go to a hockey game. She's a huge Joe Thornton fan. She drove in and went to the hockey game last night, PPG Paints Arena. She's a swell lady, right? We talked to her this morning.
Yes.
Really, gave her a nice gift. Producer Matt, do you want to explain what you got for her? Did you go down to Yinzer's in the bar?
I went down to Yinzer's,
okay,
yes, sir.
And we pitched in some money, and what did we get for her?
We got her a big chip container, I guess. It's like a tray, you know, where the dip's in the middle, and then you can put the chips around it.
Yeah.
And it had a big Steeler logo on it.
She appreciated it, too.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Said she couldn't wait for it to be football season so she could use it.
Correct. And then we started talking to her about her time here in Pittsburgh. We said, did you have a good time? Did you have a good time at the Penguin game? And one of the – she said, the building is so beautiful. The mm-hmm. Mario statue, and people say, you know, those aside from the other two guys on it, she said, you know, the Mario statue, the building is so beautiful.
Talked up the city.
The people. The people in the press lounge. The people who are the ushers. She said, everybody's just so polite. And I do take great pride in that, you know, because I do go to other cities. People look down at their feet. They act like you're bothering them just to say hello. And I mean that. But then she threw one thing at us. She goes, is it always kind of not all the way full and not real loud? I thought that because of the hockey team you guys had and just the superstars and that the San Jose Sharks were in town, she goes, I kind of thought it would be a little more crazy. And Jim shot back with, well, you know, the shutout streak or the sellout streak is fake. So Jim fired back with that, which you did.
Which I know, and it is to a certain degree.
It's artificial.
Degree.
But is that now what you see in that building at PPG Paints Arena? Is it, well, it's a great building. It's a hockey cathedral. It's wonderful. It's really nice to go in, but and it has kind of been the knock for a while.
Are we spoiled?
Yeah. Why? Is it because of corporate types? Is it because the Blue Bloods and the people from Fox Chapel and Sewickley and Upper St. Clair are the people with the seats?
Because don't get amped until the playoffs start?
Yeah. What is it? But that's not us talking. That's not us living in a silo. That's not, you know, who go to these games all the time. This is someone who drove in and wanted to go to a hockey game. They loved it. They thought it was incredible. They thought it was great. But one of their takeaways was, I expected it to be louder and impacted the gills. And now I know it was a Thursday night, but still, this is a team fighting for the playoff life. A team with the best player in the world.
With one of the best teams in the Western Conference coming in.
Correct. And so, do we maybe not see it because it's our nose right in front of our face?
Yeah.
Is it a not great hockey venue? It's just a really good building, but it's not a great atmosphere?
I think we're kind of numb to it at this point, right? I mean, I think exactly what I said a second ago. We're kind of spoiled, to be honest. I mean, we get to see Sidney Crosby and Geno Malkin every night, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of spoiled by it. That's what I think it is.
Well, last night's game was weird, too.
That we've been able to see the best player in the world, Jim, since
the last
1984.
35 years, yeah.
Pretty much. Yes. Almost every year. And he's still here. Last night, though, man, you know, there's a tripping penalty on Johnson, 56 seconds in, and then off the face-off, boom, all of a sudden it's 1-0.
Right, and you get the first intermission, and you're down 3-0, and that really deflates the building.
Well, you know, I was thinking, though, actually, I was actually surprised the Penguins didn't mount a comeback. I thought that they had plenty of time to come back. I mean, that's the weird part about it, right? You're down 3-0 with, you know, 45 minutes to go.
Is the building stale, though?
It might have. I know it sounded, you know, it comes across on TV, and then we're listening on the way home from Eat Drink Pittsburgh, and, man, was it quiet.
Like, Calgary's Calgary, okay? That was on Saturday I went. You were in the building,
too,
after you walked over
too.
From the Duquesne game. But you think that that's one that's real accessible to people, that people could drive in. Sunday, too, they play, you know, back-to-backers. They play the Rangers. You think that's an Eastern Conference kind of rival sort of team. And it just – I don't want it to be like Philadelphia. Believe me, I don't want people to fear for their safety. But is it wild enough inside that building? And it just struck me this morning. I walked away from that conversation. It took 5-7 minutes for it to sink in. And I went and had my requisite trip to the bathroom in the morning before the show starts. And I'm thinking to myself, I go, I don't know if I'm supposed to be offended or like, should I have stuck up for our city? Or is that just reality that Amy Lawrence hit me in the face with?
It's kind of like a gut check, right? Like you go, wow, is it really that intimidating of a building?
But don't Penguins fans cheer when it's appropriate to cheer? In other words, they don't just cheer because the thing on the scoreboard says to make noise. I mean,
okay to be Winnipeg and cheer as soon as you walk in that building?
Does that have an effect? And we talk about this, and that'll come up again, you know, if there's a playoff series, that the fans do help and players will talk about it. And players visiting players like it too. We've seen how well Crosby and Malkin play against the Flyers.
Right.
When it's in Washington in the playoffs.
Right. There's a little extra energy, a little extra juice.
Yeah, I think I'd love that as a visiting player where everybody's on your, you know, everybody's on you and everything else. You want to shut them up.
And again, the place will come to life once the playoffs start. We know that, right?
Like, we make fun of Nashville. I'm jealous of it. You know, I in some regards, tickets are expensive here. And I think that's a big part of it.
It might be, but
a huge part of it.
A place that really considers itself, you know, one of the hotbeds of American hockey, and a lot of people do consider Western Pennsylvania that, it's interesting that, again, one of the best teams in the Western Conference, a team you played in the Cup a few years ago, comes in.
It didn't
a really
help
good
to
team.
Have the momentum zapped out of it a minute
understood.
In.
Understood, and totally understood
right.
on in that regard. But to walk into the building, to have somebody who's a neutral party walk into the building and say, it's kind of quiet and not completely full. That kind of struck me. It should strike us as odd. And we have become numb to
it. But then whenever the games count and the games matter, the offshoot of that is you got to bring a lawn chair and you got to sit pretty much in Oakland to even yeah. see that screen because it's all the way past the Hill District and full of people. So they show up, like Jim points out, when it's time to show up. But is it asking too much to show up all the time? And I think that was the crux of what she was saying. 412-928-9370. Do we have good buildings? Do we have good venues? We know that they're built well. We know that they're palatial. We know that they have good concessions. But do they provide that atmosphere when you go to particularly PPG Paints Arena, but also Heinz Field, also PNC Park? When you go there, do you say, if I was an opposition, if I was somebody on the opposition, if I was an opponent, I'd kind of be intimidated? Let's get into that next. All right, so Jim has to do an update at 8:15, 9:15, 7:15, 15.
What time is it now?
16. He just sat and read something at his leisure, not work affiliated.
While spooning yogurt.
Well, yeah, he's eating this Chobani yogurt and just quietly sat there until 16 after and then hurriedly stood up and ran over to the AM. That's how Jim operates. This guy. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, North Huntington and North Hills. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. That's 412-928-9370.
Jim's
all right,
world.
Got a bunch of texts here. Heinz Field intimidates no one. That's why it's voted a great stadium by visitors. PPG only gets nuts when people show up, and they don't show up until the team shows up. No joke. You can get seats in Philly for half or third of the price to Penguins games. That's why it's not loud. PPG has proven, though, this is another text, that it can be intimidating. Look no further than the 2013 wild card game. The fans will show up. Another text is from Ryan and Cranberry. The fans are going to show up when the Penguins show up. They take nights off. So do the fans. I'm sure PPG will become rocking in April and May. I think that's a pretty good text.
Yeah.
This comes on the heels of a conversation with Amy Lawrence. She said, great game. Great. How about the fight? How about the skill level last night? Those were two really good teams. You know, the Penguins weren't very good last night. The people were so polite. Your city is so wonderful. She'd been here a bunch of times before. She said, I just can't believe, though, it was kind of dull in the building. And it struck us. Let's talk to Kevin. He's in Shadyside. Kevin, good morning.
Well, I'm just going to make a couple of points and then let you guys comment on it.
Okay.
Pittsburghers, we look at the schedule. And there's some games that you see that just makes your blood boil. You come out, you support, you bang on the glass, you hoop, you holler, you boo. And there's other games you look at, and you'll be like, they're just not our equal. They're just not on the same level of us. So it's not that important. I'm sure there are a few Sharks fans here. But honestly, how many Pittsburghers are really impressed by San Jose. I think the only people who are impressed by them are the guys in their city. And yeah, we do come out support.
But I think that San Jose is one of those teams that you do show up for. Interesting. I'm not one of these big, like, here's the thing, though, and I have to hold this line. I've never told people how to spend their money. I'm never going to tell people how to spend their money, and I won't start today. And I don't. And I think attendance is kind of a tired topic.
Well, and
it might
not even be tied to necessarily how many people are in the building, right?
It's who they are and how they act.
And the atmosphere, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, we say this all the time. On an average Tuesday or Thursday night in the middle of February, how many people are getting fired up for every single game on the NHL slate? Not a lot, unless you're a hockey diehard. And I get that. I understand those people. But when, again, one of the best teams in the Western Conference.
Well, has the regular fan been priced out? That's probably the crux of this whole thing and the hub of this whole argument. Has Joe Sixpack, has the guy who drives a Pat bus or the dude that's an iron worker or a roofer or the guy who even works in an insurance office or whatever, has that dude been priced out other than maybe once a year?
I mean, that's the thing. They got to be more choosy about when they go.
Uh-huh.
And that also gets to the crux of the place will light up when it comes to the playoffs matter. Because people say, listen, if I only can get to one game on the Penguins schedule this year, I want to go when it's, you know, when it's at its best. I want to go to a playoff game, right? That's when I want to go. And so, yeah, they'll wait for that. And that's why some of these regular season games, you don't get the same atmosphere or you don't get every single seat filled, even though it's been sold.
On a related note, I sold my Disney on Ice tickets on the secondary market. I did. I bought them and then realized our schedule conflicted and I couldn't.
Okay.
And I hardly even took a loss. I was able to get rid of them.
Disney on Ice is a hot ticket.
We went last year. I went a couple years ago. Yeah, it was hot. And I didn't even have to come down.
You'd be surprised how hot the Disney on Ice and Monster Truck markets are.
Pretty
for those
big
tickets.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.